Hello. Welcome to the class number two today, Love, Respect, and the Anatomy of Pain. We're going to be starting momentarily while we wait just a little bit for people to log in. Welcome. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Okay, so we can hear each other, and then, you know, once the lecture starts, I'm going to put everyone on mute, so there won't be any distraction in case a dog barks or... or you have to drink some water. Anyways, people are logging in, so please be patient. We still don't have everybody. Meanwhile, of course, you can start to breathe graciously and deeply. Pull yourself together, please. Some people have trouble getting in, so they are calling us. Please be patient for a few more seconds. So we have to start at some point. Let's just breathe together, please, slowly and deeply. Those of you who have joined us for the meditations of peace that we've been conducting. Know that that's always what we do. We start by pulling ourselves together, stepping aside from our daily activities. So breathing slowly and deeply. And I'm going to have to start in a few seconds. I'm going to briefly put the everyone on and just make sure everyone can hear me.
Recommendations we've gotten from Malone's customers include cubed or sliced with saltine crackers, sliced on bread or biscuits, folded into collard greens.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Mary. I can hear you.
Okay.
It's Maury.
It's Maury. Hi, Maury.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. And so it seems like people can hear me. And we
can
wait longer for more people to join in. I guess they will join in. And they join in. Some people may have, you know, something happened and they may download and listen to the whole thing later. Okay. I'm back on lecture mode. So again, for your just in case you don't know, the whole thing is recorded. You're going to have access to it. You're gonna, if you can't do it, we're gonna send it to you. You can record it now if you want to. So however, whatever works for you. All right. The topic is love, respect, and the anatomy of pain. And in Shafa, we say that love leads to refinement, and pain is on the opposite side of the spectrum, preventing refinement. So, in the I prepared a glossary for myself here, defining refinement. Refinement is really what outside Shafa people refer to as enlightenment. In Shafa, we believe for as long as we run a physical body, there can be no enlightenment. Enlightenment happens when you leave the physical body. So we coined a new term, refinement. Refinement is impossible if one has pain. It's totally impossible. So today, the topic today is indeed a very vast topic. I can talk about it for days. And that's why, to prevent myself from going all over the map, and you know, some of the concepts are extremely interesting, and I could expand on it for, as I said, days. Really, I prepared myself notes, so I'll be more focused on the topic technically. I may ask questions, and when I ask a question, I usually take us from the lecture mode to interactive mode, allowing the question and answers to happen. I'd like very much this to be an interactive, and people would be able to communicate. However, sometimes, you know, one's process may be totally distracting to others, so I'm going to have to manage that. So I ask a question. I usually wait for 5 to 7 seconds before I give an answer, the answer to the question. We also have a few meditation, time permitting, and I also project Shafa healing while I talk and while we meditate. So please stay open to it. Transmission of energy has started a few minutes ago. If at all convenient for you, as we listen, you can even place one hand on your chest, on your heart, or not. I just want you to be very, very comfortable. So as it's customary in our Shafa lectures, we start with a meditation. The title of our meditation is Touch and Nurture. Touch and Nurture. Those of you who have met me and have been to the clinic, we've done classes, you know what I mean. Those of you who don't, you're going to start. And the magic word or the key word for this meditation is respect. Respect. And I emphasize on the word respect. The whole thing is going to come together and gel, you know, once we move towards the end of the session. But respect is really the key word for now. Inhale, please, slowly, raising the muscles of the abdomen. Stay wide open to receive the healing frequencies that are being transmitted to you. You're going to have to come to a very important agreement. You're going today to start to agree. You can start to agree to love your physical body. I repeat, you're going to agree, and please do agree right now, to start loving your physical body. Just because you've been trying to take care of your physical body does not mean that you love you. So inhale, please, and have the agreement. Maybe you've been taking care of the physical body out of fear of being sick. Maybe because of pain. Or maybe because you wanted to go to the Olympics. It doesn't mean you love you. You are going to love you free from being egotistical and narcissist. Inhaling slowly, and each time you inhale in a focused manner, it's like you're pulling yourself together. You step aside from all the events of the day so far and yesterday, and it's like you're starting fresh. You're going to start to love you for the sake of loving you. That's all. In this way, you're showing gratitude. Show gratitude. Start shifting the paradigm by touch. Shift the culture of the areas you are going to touch. Taking action. And if you sense denial, despair, as you're touching different parts of you, and I'm going to guide you, up. When you touch a physical part of you, if you sense any denial or despair, it's like you want to get away from that area, stop. Inhale and think of light, any light. Just because you're thinking it, you have access to light. So inhale, please, slowly, stretching the time of inhalation. You're agreeing to invite light into your physical body. Remember, light does not age. It's free from wrinkles. As you're agreeing to invite light, please agree to stop hoping so you can start to know. So right now, at least for the sake of our gathering, please stop hoping. Position yourself so you can start to know. Inhaling slowly, and if at all convenient, if you're on a speakerphone or you have a headset, maybe you like to place your hands on the sides of your head. Start to communicate with the indigenous selves. Start a dialogue, a relation have a conversation with the memories of the area. You are making choices to harmonize with the universe within, a reflection of the macro. If a part of you wants to communicate with you, it will let you know. Be kind and gentle and take your time. If you are not listening, the spirit, the intelligence of that body part may give you some more clues, like pain. So pay attention. As you touch, please be honest with you. Start touching your head, feeling the skin, the hair. Feeling the forehead. As you inhale, it's like you're pulling in healing frequencies from under your very physical hands, inside your head. Touch your face, are you self-conscious? So throughout this short meditation, we are going to be very honest with ourselves. Touching the throat, touching the chest. Just be honest with you. Are you self-conscious? Too fat? Too skinny? Remember, you're starting to communicate. It's a different communication. I'm sure you've done some kind of a meditation like that. But today we actually would like to start a dialogue, a relationship. As you're touching your body parts, like your chest and the sternum, maybe with the fingers of one hand, tap on the chest and on the sternum. See if there is any denial, despair. As I said, if it is so, stop. Take a deep breath and stay with the environment. Stay with the part of you that seems to be in despair. Or you seem to be in denial. Remember, you're starting to have a dialogue, a relationship. You're going to communicate. Is you with you? You are going to be honest with you. Remember, today is the day that you are going to honestly communicate with different parts of you. The day that you are going to begin to love you. Touching your chest, your breasts, touching your stomach, stay with it. You may or may not want to go at the speed that I'm talking. As I move down towards different areas of your body, you may choose to stay in one particular area and really start to pay attention and communicate. Remember, communication is art. And you are preparing a canvas of healing for your healing art. As you touch, regardless of where you touch, you may have visuals, memories, you may even hear sounds, music, heavenly tunes. Acknowledge. It's a new relationship with another being, Have respect. Have respect. Without respect, there can be no love. One of our key sentences today. Without respect, there can be no love. Have respect. Humans are the only species that wear clothes. We do that for different reasons. Protection, warmth, boundaries, also communication. I want you for a few breaths. Imagine yourself in the nature, no one around, and you're naked. No one is around. Just like you're looking at the nature is observing you, free from all judgments. This is primal relationship. When you are present in the natural world, you are going to be witness. You are going to be witnessed by and are witnessing other beings of the earth as they are witnessing you. It is a humbling experience. The living beings in the nature do not judge. You are beautiful. The human body is beautiful. All bodies are beautiful. Your human body is beautiful. Inhaling slowly. And touch. With respect. Move down and keep on touching with respect. It's like I see you. I acknowledge you. As you touch, you're showing gratitude. Show gratitude. You're conscious. And as you're touching, remember you're inviting light. Your own pace. Touch. Touch as far down as you want to. We have a few more breaths to do this. Remember, you're having actually a dialogue. You're open to listen. Invite light as you touch, and because you're thinking selectively of light and touch wherever you touch, light comes. Light does not age, is free from wrinkles. You're honestly touching with respect. You're witnessing as you are being witnessed. Today, August 11th, is the day yet you're going to start to love you. You have received a gift, a heavenly gift, your physical body. By paying respect to the physical body and the only God's temple you've been endowed for this lifetime. The only body you have leased for a lifetime. By paying respect, you're showing gratitude. You're communicating. You're touching. You're shifting the paradigm by touch. The cultures of the areas are shifting because you are touching, free from judgments. You are paying respect. I see you. I acknowledge you. You are communicating with the indigenous cultures of the area you touch. Every culture behaves differently. Have respect. The magic word is respect. As you touch, as you invite light, as we continue with our lecture today, you may continue touching throughout the session. You're touching and you're conveying what you get. Inhaling slowly, and you're conscious of the sounds, and echoes of your existence. Your breath and breathing. Touch, converse, have a dialogue. If there is tenderness, you touch and hold and inhale. And as you inhale, naturally light comes into the area. There is some kind of a release. Light is ageless, free from wrinkles. You're taking the most important step to bring in love into your physical body. Inhaling slowly, knowing that you can only give what you have. You can only give what you have. I repeat, you can only give what you have. Some of you have officially have taken the platform, assumed the platform of a healer. Then you respect you. The respect conveys to your healees, to people whom you're trying to help and heal. But you must have before you can give. Have respect. The magic word is respect. Have respect, please. Part of having a respect is to communicate. Communicate, please. As you prepare yourself to hear about the motto of the day, the saying of the day. You're breathing, inviting light. Maybe you can stop for a second, or maybe you'd like to continue touching as you hear me. The motto of the day is, if you do not start doing what you believe, you start believing in what you do. I repeat, if you do not start doing what you believe, you start believing in what you're doing already. What you have been doing already may be out of fear and pain. Fear and pain are hypnotic. Fear and pain are hypnotic. Inhaling slowly, touching your body parts. You're positioning yourself to be on the receiving end of healing light and respect. Today, maybe for the first time, maybe you've been doing it before, but today for the first time officially, you are paying respect to you. I repeat the motto. If you do not start doing what you believe in, you start believing in what you do. Inhale slowly, please. And the definition of disease in Shafa is that disease is a lie. You told you, and you forgot. And what I mean is that we, as human beings, we think a lot. We think and then we forget what we thought. Under the pressure, somebody would have probably thought it would have been nice if I just could have a common cold, so I just stop going to work and rest at least at home. And then you forget about it. And then there is common cold. No disease is an exception. All the lies that you told you appears when you are not at ease with you. You are not respecting you. Remember, whatever you think, at some point, matter realizes. Positioning basically means that you're addressing the universe. It's like you take a deep breath and open your arms wide open. You're addressing the universe and say, respond to my configurations. You're giving a command, respond to my configurations. And the universe always does. However, for those of you that have not attended to the positioning class, the rules are that when you position yourself, you must be free from all the emotions, you must be free from all wishes and desires, you must be free from concerns and hope. Is hope a bad thing? Not at all. Hope is what makes us human. But it also shows we don't know. You hope when you don't know. So today, as you respect you, you are positioning yourself to know. You are positioning yourself to know. It's like taking a deep breath, opening your arms with the palms of your hands facing the skies. You're positioning yourself, asking the universe, giving a command actually, saying, respond to my configurations of what I want. Keep on inhaling slowly, remembering today is the first day you officially and consciously are paying respect to you. Are going to have respect for your physical body. I repeat, just because you've been taking a good care of yourself, it doesn't mean you love you. It could have been out of fear, pain. Have respect. So throughout the session, throughout our talk, you may continue touching and holding. Wherever you touch, whatever I'm disseminating, all the information, all the energies that I'm disseminating at this time would reach that area particularly. It's like you tune in, and you tune in to that particular area of you, to that indigenous part of you, with a very different culture. So if you touch your knee, it has a different culture. than when you touch your nose. They've been on the receiving end of different frequencies. Today is the day that you actually, by paying respect, bringing in light, you start to understand about the cultures of the areas you're touching. Here is a question for you. Again, when I ask the question, I'm going to wait for 5 to 7 seconds. And then I'm going to give the answer. In what setting dividing and multiplying happen at the same time? I repeat the question. In what setting dividing and multiplying happen at the same time? I give you two answers. One, when your cells are dividing, they also are multiplying, aren't they? So division and multiplications are happening at the same time. It also is true that when you analyze and dissect a problem, slash a pain, it divides into pieces, and those pieces are going to multiply as they divide. When you divide a problem, you actually are multiplying the problem. Let's reflect on it for a few seconds. As you inhale and touch, it's an interactive gathering. Especially when I assume silence, like giving you 5 to 7 seconds to think about something, a question that I ask, I increase the volume of the transmission of energy to you guys. Just think about the fact that when the cells are dividing, at the same time, they are multiplying. And then the cells of a problem are dividing. They also are multiplying, and they go beyond management. You're touching, you're receiving, you're thinking light, you're communicating with the indigenous parts of your physical body, paying respect. So you can understand. Inhale deeply in preparation for you to listen for the axioms of the class 2 in this holy day for us. The day, maybe the first day, I dare to say for most of us, 99% of us, to actually for the first time officially thinking of the word respect and pay respect to your physical body parts. The first step that one has to take before one can introduce love. Love does not just come. It may come and brush against you, make you feel good, but then it's gone. We want a long-lasting, loving relationship with the only God's temple you've been endowed for this lifetime. The physical body is the only reason that you've been gathering the experiences that you have been gathering. We are in the physical universe. Everything about it is physical. Your physical body, your emotional bodies, even your mind is physical. The soul, in some level, is also physical. thinking of the sounds and echoes of your own breath. You're thinking of light, and you're preparing to listen and let it simmer. Listen to the axiom and let them simmer. Axioms of the day. There is a supreme consciousness. The universe, that's the second axiom of the day, the universe is not God. God created the universe. Third, God is kind, always kind and merciful. And the universe is physical and abides by the laws of the cause and effect. The physical universe abides by the laws of cause and effect, or karma. It's not about justice. It's about cause and effect. It's about cause and effect. We may go through the axioms again with more explanations, but stay with the axioms. The axiom of the first agreement. For those of you that do not know what this axiom is, imagine pre-beginning of time. Pre-beginning of time. All the intelligences, including you and I, and everyone you have ever encountered through endless reincarnations, and the ones that you are going to encounter, and the ones that you haven't, and you are not going to, we all collectively agreed not to know everything. I repeat, we all collectively agreed not to know everything. We thought it's also boring to know everything. If you know everything, why do anything? If you know the outcome to anything and everything, why move? Why do anything? There is no excitement. There is no enthusiasm. Enthusiasm comes from two Latin words, and it means the love of God. There is no love, actually. Each agreement weighs something. That agreement allowed us to descend and come from a position of knowing into a position of being. So we positioned ourselves, descending from knowing to being. Once we descended and came to the plane of reality, we call being, we can technically know anything and everything we want to know. Anything. But it's impossible to know everything. That's not how the human concept works. We came, we descended to be extremely creative and have fun in the process too. That's really the consequences of the first agreement. The first agreement gave us, wrapped us in some physical vibrations so we could descend like heavenly balloons that are just up there. A little bit of grains of sand would help you descend and come into the plane of reality we call being. Once we made the first agreement, we followed by the fact that we are going to descend, not know everything, so we can start with holy healing games of life. We are going to be extremely, extremely productive, extremely creative, materializing and have fun too. So the very famous sentence, no pain, no gain, is a fallacy. It's blasphemous, in fact. If God is always kind, always merciful, then no pain, no gain is merciless. It's a fallacy. It's blasphemous. It's like you're insulting God, the creator of the universe. Axiom number 5 for today. A Shafa healer, and I assume, and I know already a lot of you are healers and have assumed the platform of a healer, at least judging by the list of the people who signed up for today's lecture. A Shafa healer does not try to find something wrong with a person or with the area that he or she touches. The person stops trying to find what is wrong. The person, the Shafa healer, starts to touch and respect, bringing light, bringing healing. A Shafa healer does not try to fix. A Shafa healer does not try to fix. And that brings us to the next axiom. Let's call it axiom number 6 for the sake of today's session. But in fact, it does have a number. It's the axiom 57. Whatever you change persists. Whatever you try to change or change persists. So when you touch a physical part of you, bring in light. You're not trying to change anything, you're paying respect. Change happens by itself. In fact, that's the next axiom of the day. The only way that you can persist, the only way that you get persistence, the only way that you get time, is by changing matter, energy, space, and time. The only way that you persist and have linear timing is by changing matter, energy, space, and time. If there is no change, there is no time. If there is no change, there is no time. If you try to change space, energy, and matter, then you have time. Linear time is persistence. It has to change to persist. It has to change to persist. So, these are some of the axioms as we move towards the next axioms. And I'm going to be silent for 5 to 7 seconds. Inhaling slowly. In preparation for the second set, maybe more down-to-earth set of axioms, the universe has no tolerance for failure. I repeat, the universe has no tolerance for failure. And chronic pain is failure. We must correct that. Make a mental note that karma may be transcended. I repeat, karma can be transcended. I said earlier about the cause and effect, that the universe abides by the laws of cause and effect, or karma. And now I'm saying karma can be transcended. A different axiom now. We all know that. Pain can be physical, emotional, or both. No pain, no gain is a fallacy. It is indeed blasphemous. Love Source wants you to have gains free from pain. Next axiom. Pain will start to go away as soon as you drop your considerations. Think about that. Pain will start to go away as soon as you drop your considerations. When you have a thought, conscious or unconscious, the thought becomes a cause, and you are going to be an effect to your own cause. A very important axiom. I repeat, when you have a thought, conscious or subconscious, the thought becomes a cause, and you are going to be an effect to your own cause. Next axiom, very important, especially for the ones that already are engaged in shofar healing or healing. Very important. It is dangerous to exert control over something to change your mind about it. It is dangerous to exert control over something to change your mind about it. It is dangerous to exert control over your pain so you don't feel the pain. So what I'm implying explicitly is, if I have pain, if you have pain, and you exert control, it's like hypnosis. It's like you burn the part of you. Say, imagine, you're imagining putting the burned part in an ice-cold place. So you don't feel the pain, but pain is there. The pain is right there. The damage is happening, but you have exerted control to remain in denial. It is dangerous to exert control over something to change your mind about. So, I repeat, if there is pain, and by the power of the mind, you put yourself in someplace else, the damage continues. You have not dealt with the pain. These pauses are for you to make mental notes for the sake of continuing. For those of you who really want to be conscious, whatever consciousness means to you, there is only one law. Consciousness depends on removal of the memories of physical pain. I repeat, consciousness depends on removal of memories of physical pain. Unconscious is part of the pain, or one of its symptoms. I repeat, consciousness depends on removal of memories of physical pain, and that unconscious is part of the pain or one of its symptoms. Think about that for a few seconds, please. Next axiom. Makes sense? If you do not agree to relieve yourself of chronic pain, pain becomes a way of life that you can die for. If you do not agree to relieve yourself of chronic pain, pain becomes a way of life that you can die for. So we are engaged in talking about pain. Maybe a painful subject, and of course, as we are talking, you may, and please do, continue touching different parts of you as you're listening to what I have to say. You're touching, you're inhaling, you're inviting light into the area. The human body, as we all know, is found to be extremely capable of repairing itself when the stored memories of pains are cancelled or cleared. So let's say someone comes to us with a lot of pain, maybe bone cancer pain or something. When the memories, when we just remove, start removing the memories of the pain stored in the physical body, the pain starts to subside. That's why Shafa 2 is very important. And of course, up to the year 2010, or 2009 rather, the concept was not made public. So removing the memories stored in the area that you have had pain, maybe subtle, maybe very tiny and dinky. But, you know, even the tiniest of pain may serve as trigger and promote bigger and more pain. So erase the physical pain and losses of a lifetime will go away and vitality returns. The vitality of living, of seeking higher levels of being. The vitality of living and seeking of higher levels of being is really life itself. Erase the physical pain and losses of a lifetime. Start to fade away, way away from you. Remember, consciousness depends on removal of the memories of the physical pain that you have had. Unconsciousness is part of the pain or one of its symptoms. Inhaling slowly. Raising the muscles of the abdomen. So technically pain is, or chronic pain rather, is failure. Pain by itself is not failure. It's a warning. Pain signals deviation, separation from unity. A warning signal that there is something counter-survivor going on. It is indeed a survivor process. And pain always, always is a loss. It's like when you lose a loved one, it's really a painful process. It's a mental pain, but we have actually physical manifestation too. So for as long as the stored memory, the pain, the memories of the pain are stored, psychosomatic ills such as arthritis, rheumatism, all those diseases deemed incurable by the Western medicine remains. And as soon as we start to remove the memories stored in different parts of you, the pain and the disease start to go away, way, way from you. So if, judging by referring to one of our axioms, that chronic pain is failure, then the physical universe has no patience with failure. There is no really a grand scheme for the universe to go out of its way and remove your chronic pain. You have to position yourself for that to happen. So, as I said earlier, subconscious is really part of the pain. Unconscious experience is really part of the pain. Unconsciousness experience as a result of an accident or a blow or an illness is a quick picture of what happens really over a lifespan. So we have an accident, there is a lot of pain, or we don't have an accident and there is pain that gradually persists. Is there any difference except time between the two? A blow resulting in unconsciousness, which results in death, or accumulated pain over a lifetime, over a lifespan, resulting in gradual lessening of consciousness, resulting in eventual death. The difference is really time. So pain is amplified version of sensations and a warning system. Pain is important. Without it, abnormal conditions may go undetected, causing damage to vital organs. Aside from its diagnostic values, long persistent pain serves no useful purpose. Pain begins when coded messages travel to the brain. When it's decoded, analyzed, then the brain and us react to it. The pain messages travel from one injured area along the small nerves leading to the spinal cord. Here the message is switched to different nerves and travels to the brain. The pain message then is interpreted, referred back, and the pain is felt. So once the state of mind for pain is established, it anchors to actual physical circuits in the brain. So we actually start to have circuits in the brain in relationship to the pain. At this point, the brain may go into reverse and send signals to the healed or injured parts, or simply process the pain without the footwork, which is sending signals. This sentence is very important for those of you that are touching and holding and paying respect to your physical body. This is very important, please, to pay attention to. There are times that your brain processes pain, the pain that you have had, past tense, thinking you still have the pain because the circuits are there. So what I was saying was that once the state of mind for pain is established, it anchors to actual pain circuits in the brain. At this point, the brain may go into reverse and signals to the healed injured parts. So there is an injury and it's healed. And the brain now is sending signals. And the signals simply process pain without actually having a physical pain. Some people have observed that go through pain and then the pain becomes chronic and they don't do anything about it, you know, being totally disrespectful to their physical body. And, you know, part of the physical body is the brain. Somehow the hypnotic command of no pain, no gain just plays back and forth in their head. A lot of times I've observed people that don't go to the physicians, to the doctors, because they fear of being diagnosed. Fear of being diagnosed is parallel with hoping to be diagnosed. Think about that. Fear of being diagnosed is parallel with hoping to be diagnosed. Chronic pain at some point becomes a companion. A painful companion, nonetheless a companion. Inhaling slowly, stay focused on the sounds and echoes of your own breath. In some level you are registering, and of course you can listen over and over to the recording before, but I want you with me right now, right here, please. So basically, cellular pain memory is described as continuous pain, lasting pain, lasting, let's say, more than 6 months, according to American Medical Association. This kind of pain that lasts more than 6 months affects an estimated like 30 to 50 million Americans. So let's say one in six of us experiences a kind of chronic pain. And that has become an industry, how to manage the pain. The idea is not to get rid of the pain, not to heal the pain. Maybe they don't think of not healing it, but the intention is really to manage the pain. There is an expression in the Western medicine, they say, the disease or the pain is treatable. So there is a major difference between treating and curing. The same physician may say that can be cured. And there is a difference between curing and healing. Healing is when the pain goes and never comes back. Curing is when the pain goes, but it may come back. Keep on staying with me, please. So technically, the job of a shafa healer is to rescue the crushed person within. You know, assuming we are talking about a crushing pain. I'm going to read in a few minutes a number of different metaphors for pain. A shafa healer is free from being zealous to locate the original source of pain. So there's always that curiosity, you know, the original source of pain, the leak, the structural instability. We as Shofa Healer focus on rebuilding physically, psychologically, and socially. Chronic pain, when one is going through chronic pain, really uses up serotonin. Serotonin is the hormone that is produced in the brain. Is responsible for contentment and happiness. So when there is chronic pain, it's like the serotonin is being used like gas in an 8-cylinder car. It also causes depression. So medications that technically treat depression, also can treat pain. Depression or stress can in turn cause pain. Actual physical pain is not all in the mind. And that can be a scary thing. Is it all in your head? And the scariest would be that it's not in your head and it may actually be in the physical body. So we are going through a different relationship between pain. Like we said, we talked about the chronic pain. And we are going to continue with the chronic pain. Chronic pain a lot of time acts like a fractal. Fractal is an irregular or fragmented geometric shape that can repeat itself, subdivide itself in parts. You know, the division is multiplying, I said earlier. Each of these divisions are a smaller copy of the whole. So fractals are used, let's say, in computer modeling of natural structures that do not have simple geometric shapes, for example, like clouds, like mountains, like landscapes. So technically, chronic pain is like a fractal. As soon as you start to divide it, yes, it gets divided, and then they may actually repeat the same patterns going different directions. So the chronic pain that was once in the knees all of a sudden can be felt in different parts of you. And in some level, people actually talk about it. They know about it. They know that these is the same pain. It's like the knee, that the pain that I had in my knees, I actually feel it now in my back. I actually feel it in my elbow. So chronic pain is like a fractal, which means the fractal is a irregular shape and form, and once you break it in half, it may go different directions but repeats the same pattern wherever it goes. So the relationship between pain and pleasure. There are a lot of people that confuse pain and pleasure. So maybe somebody is having sex and having pain, but the general agreement is that sex is pleasurable. So by association, then pain becomes pleasurable. There is a lot of these cellular memory throughout your body, and as you touch and hold, as you invite light, you actually are bringing light into it. And some of these memories are, as we talk, are fading away. I repeat that it is dangerous to exert control over something to change your mind about it. It is dangerous to exert control over something to change your mind about it, because the original problem is right there, creating damage. The relationship between pain and numbness. So let's say somebody is getting a chemotherapy drug, let's say FOLFOX, I'm not sure if I'm mentioning the name correctly, I think it's FOLFOX, chemotherapy. So all the patients that I've observed that get this medication, they come with numbness and pain. And at some point, it turns into chronic pain. So acute pain that comes is a warning system that's acceptable. We can accept that and we can heal it. But chronic pain, in association with numbness, is not acceptable. In fact, it becomes chronic. It becomes cellular. As I said earlier, the circuits are in the brain. They are going to produce numbness. Even long after the effects of the chemos are gone, assuming it can be gone, and we assume so. So what is the relationship between pain, let's say, and phantom pain? What is a phantom pain? doctor used to be confident that once they sever, once they cut a series of nerves, then the person should not feel the pain because they cut the communication channel. And here is a very important information. In fact, the areas that the doctors cut the nerves so the person does not feel the pain start to communicate with other parts, usually the mirror side. So, you know, if you have pain in the left hand and the doctors cut the nerves, then the nerve, the painful area starts to enlist the nerves in the right hand, and the right hand starts to send the pain signals to the brain. So in fact, the person continues to have pain and is not a phantom pain. That's something that the Western medicine is totally alienated to it and doesn't know it. So remember, nerve cutting was commonly prescribed as a treatment for pain. But cutting motor nerves can cause paralysis. Sensory nerves are tricky. Sometimes they can stay dead, causing only numbness, but the actual problem persists, plus the fact that the damaged cells start to enlist other cells, usually on the other part, on the opposite part or the mirror part, to transmit pain. So when the pain is gone, usually another pain appears. The pain that might have been there. It is a common practice that, you know, somebody comes with severe, let's say, elbow pain, and I remove the pain, and I ask, how is the pain? And they say, my knees hurt. You know, they're not necessarily trying not to answer my question, but now the pain appears in someplace else. So the pain percept then causes a stress. Pain suppresses consciousness, and if it's accumulated, it leads to death. Pain is a sweeping shock that brings about immediate death. It can't do that. Pain in small doses over a lifetime gradually brings about death also. Pain signals means that the organism is in proximity of a destructive force, and to ignore the pain is to die. Really, that's the message. Pain, the original meaning of the pain is really punishment. So pain is really the threat of non-survivor, punishment, or an error in trying to survive. Pain is always a loss. A burned finger basically means the body has lost the cells of the surface of the finger. They are dead. A blow to head means the death of a scalp and other cells in the area. The whole organism is therefore it's in resonance and is in a proximity of death. I think we probably have talked enough of the pain, but let's continue a little bit more and see what is the relationship of, let's say, the pain and chakras. For those of you who do not have a clear idea of what chakra is, have never seen a chakra, chakra means a wheel that rotates in Indian language. But in fact, it means a small, perfectly shaped, tornado-like center of energy. So when pain really comes, different chakras go off balance. Two chakras are mainly, I have two chakras in mind. One is the heart chakra, that right away, as soon as there is pain, especially if it's, it's shocking pain, it happens all of a sudden, is a kind of more than handleable kind of pain, the heart chakra falls like an elephant trunk. And right away it affects the thymus gland. The thymus gland is no longer producing the famous white cell, commonly known as the T cell. Right away, also the base chakra falls. The base chakra is positioned in the space between the anus and the pubic area. That chakra goes off balance. And right away, the adrenal glands goes off balance. The base chakra is in charge of the adrenal glands. Once the adrenal glands go off balance, right away, the brain stops producing the hormone serotonin. That's why we said earlier that the pain uses up serotonin like an eight-cylinder car, like a tank. So right away, pain affects the chakras, our survival issues are threatened, and the body goes into survival mode. One goes into anxiety and depression. And remember also that unconscious is also part of pain. Here are some metaphors before we start the meditation to kind of leave the subject of pain and move along towards love. These are some of the metaphors that I kind of compiled. A pain, and we may all relate to this, may be flickering, quivering, pulsing, throbbing, beating, pounding, jumping, flashing, shooting, pricking, drilling, stabbing, sharp, cutting, lacerating, pinching, pressing, cramping. It's tugging, pulling, wrenching. It's hot, burning. It's tingling, itching, stinging. It's dull, sore, hurting, aching, heavy, tender, rasping, splitting, exhausting, sickening, suffocating, fearful, frightful, terrifying, punishing, grueling, cruel, vicious, it's killing me, wrenched, it's blinding, it's annoying, troublesome, miserable, intense, unbearable, radiating, penetrating, piercing, tight, numb, squeezing, tearing, it's cool, it's cold, it's freezing, it's nagging, it's nauseating, agonizing, it's dreadful, torturing. Pain is hypnotic too. I remind you that there is no grand scheme for the universe to change your direction. It's all about how you position yourself to realize your choices. And for those of you who have experienced or are experiencing chronic pain, you position yourself free from wishes, emotions, desires, concerns, and hope. You position yourself. Breathing deeply, positioning yourself, addressing the universe, saying, pay attention. I want to be free from pain. So, question. If pain is hypnotic, there isn't much one can do about hypnotic commands, especially if one doesn't know they're hypnotic. How do you start to realize some of these hypnotic commands that have been giving you physical and emotional pain? And I'm going to wait for 5 to 7 seconds before I lead you to an answer. Well, first you have to realize where these hypnotic commands are. You can start by catching your catchphrases. It usually is a difficult task, actually. So starting today, you're going to ask your friends and acquaintances to remind you or to catch your catchphrases. to catch your catchphrase. Inhale, please. Loosen up. Let's step aside from pain. Expand the chest, the diaphragm. Give your precious heart more room. Raise the muscles of the abdomen. One of the axioms of the day that I did not mention, I'd like to mention now, is that there is indeed a physical cause of connection between you and Love Source, between you and the core of the matrix of life and light, between you and the center of knowingness. The color of the cord is white, silver white, transparent, and that the inflows of healing units fresh from the oven of creation, tailor-made, special edition, just for you, come through the cord and not through your head. All the frequencies that come into the wholesome you, regardless of what they are, from what source they've been transmitted to you, they have to go through the physical heart. They have to go through a process of orientation and initiation. All frequencies have to travel through your physical heart. Even the ones that come fresh from the oven of creation, tailor-made, special edition, just for you. So inhale slowly. Think of your heart. Think of the seat of I Am. Before we move into the meditation of love and respect, just stay with your heart. In 1991, the heart was deemed as a little brain due to its having a complex nervous system that is sufficiently sophisticated and independent of the brain. Heart, remember please, is the oldest, is the first organ to form. Scientists tend to dismiss and conveniently forget that well-known fact. The heart is in charge of the inner orchestrations of body as a whole. All frequencies, I repeat, have to go through the physical heart. They go through a process of orientation and initiation. That's how they acquire your heavenly barcode, your energy signature and impression. That's how the universe knows it's you. That's how the laws of karma work. Remember one of our axioms? It's all about cause and effect. How you position yourself in life, the kind of things you cause, that you may be an effect to your own cause. Inhale, please. Think of your heart, maybe even placing one hand on your heart. Think of the seat of I Am, I Am. think of your heart. And if your hand, if one of your hand is on your heart, graciously and gently tap on your chest. Tap on your heart. With the seat of I am, I am. And I want you to maybe silently or maybe out loud, if you're by yourself, no one can hear you. We cannot hear you. You're on mute. So you're welcome to say, I am. The emphasis is on I, on am. The A on am is like the A in om, deep within you. I am. I am. It's like you're announcing. But free from seeking any approval. You're announcing. I am. I am. Deep within you. And I want your heart to beat like boom, 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 boom. I am a mighty cosmic power, she says. In action, in me now. I am a mighty cosmic power. To its radiance, I bow. I am that I am. A radiance of God. I am, you announce. It's like you're on the standing tall on the peak of the Mount Universe, and you're just announcing, I am, and loud speakers of the Mount Universe are broadcasting to all galaxies the resonance of I am. I am. We say I am so much, so you're totally free from any doubt to see who you are. I am. So we allow the resonance of the I am presence. Be present as we think of the word love. The word love has been taken for granted, thrown here and there, disrespectfully, and with no considerations. It is indeed wounded, bleeding, and very, very tired. Love cannot go on a limp like that for much longer. Let's prepare a loving environment. Let's prepare a loving environment for love so it prevails again, permeating in the air that you breathe. So you can breathe, live, and behave it. For love to manifest, you must start to respect something that we started in the beginning of our session. You must start to respect. Then you start to understand. So the parts or any parts that you have been touching or you are touching, you're paying respect. And then understanding starts to manifest. Understanding appears in preparation for affinity to set in. Affinity. once you build up affinity, love, matter realizes. So these are distinct spaces that have to come together. Sometimes they all come together over you instantaneously. Respect, understanding, affinity. And when love prevails, it's like it covers, encompasses all. So without respect, there can be no love. Without respect, there can be no love. Inhaling slowly, and treat your body like you're having a Japanese tea ceremony. You are the host. You are the host. It's a fairly simple course of hospitality. It includes thin tea and maybe a little bit more. The host, you, is always considering the guests with each movement and gesture. So you're considering the guests as the host, with each movement and gesture that you make. This goes as far as placement of the tea utensils from the viewpoint of the guests. Special care is taken with the main guests. Maybe for the first time, you, the intelligence, are going to consider seeing from the point of a view of your physical body parts. Maybe for the first time. You are going to see from the viewpoint of your body parts. The utensils are your hands and your hands of light. Your special guest are your major organs, like your heart, like your brain. Start by selectively thinking. So you're in charge of your thoughts. Think of being at one with your body parts. Choose and pick one. Choose one of your favorite parts of the physical body. Think that you are in one of your favorite parts of the nature, sunbathing, no one around. You are witnessing and you are being witnessed. The nature is brewing one of your favorite freshly brewed tea while you're sunbathing on an excellent sunny day. The temperature is just perfect for you, and the aroma is calming. You have a choice to touch any part of you that you like. But maybe you like to place your hands on the side of your head. And as you inhale, bring the aroma in. And as you exhale, it's like you pay respect to the size of your head and what's in between the hands. So when you inhale, and it is like you are inviting that favorite aroma in. And as you exhale, it's like you pour respect. Be with your head, be with your brain. Try to see from the point of view of your brain. focus, focus. You're trying to see from the point of view of your brain. You're the host. You have placed your utensils, your hands, from the point of view of your main guests, in this case the brain. And you're inhaling and staying with the aroma. Does the brain feel respected? Are you having more understanding of the brain? Do you like your brain? Is affinity building up between you and the brain? Do you feel the love? Not yet? Keep at it. You will. The first step is to pay respect. Aroma of respectful and understanding, respectfulness and understanding with a lot of affinity, glazed with healing, light and love. We know everything and anything that comes into your whole from you, anywhere that enters, first it goes through the grand central station, the heart, before it comes into your brain. It's already glazed with your healing, light and love. And what the brain receives is going to be sent to the corresponding organs as images, facsimiles. They come to you when you look at you and the physical body from the point of the view of the brain as a collective consciousness. The brain is one of our main guests. Witness your ears now. Listen to the holograms we call ears. Whisper love to them. Whisper. The sounds and echoes of I am presence to your ears. Witness the eyes. From the point of view of the eyes. God sees the universe through our physical eyes. Pay respect to the eyes. Is there more understanding between you and the eyes? Do you like your eyes? Do you feel any kind of love for your eyes that have allowed you to see so you could understand? So you could invite love Do you feel the love? Not yet? You will. If you love what you are seeing, what you're hearing, you're sending loving signals and messages to the corresponding parts of your physical body, both the ears and the eyes are wonderful holograms of the entire body. You're preparing a healing environment for love to come and stay, so the healing manifests, so the intercellular memories turn into frequencies of love as well and disappear. You're witnessing the tongue, also a wonderful hologram of the entire body. You're bringing love. Remember, love heals. From your mind's eye, blow into the areas you're looking at, you're witnessing, as they witness you. A breath of freshness. Aroma of healing, carrying the frequencies of love source, start to manifest. The manifestation of love is in a linear fashion, so you can understand. Witnessing your tongue speaking in the language of meanings. Speak in the language of meaning, free from speaking the tongue. You're going to trust more than usual in what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you feel, what you touch, with the touch of knowing. Respect wherever you touch, whether you touch them physically, with your physical hands, or with your hands of light. You're witnessing the tongue as the tongue is witnessing you. You're considering your main guests with each movement and gesture. You're seeing from the viewpoint of your tongue, one of your major guests today, speaking in the language of the meaning. Trust what you get. Today is the day that you're respecting yourself officially, consciously, or more than usual. You can see, witnessing. You can hear and taste and feel and touch from the point of the view of the area that you are bringing healing light with the touch of knowing. Anytime you think of a body part, it's like you're acknowledging, saying, hello, how you doing? I see you. You are paying respect. You are acknowledging. Anytime you pay respect, understanding starts to form within you. It's a different level of understanding that you may not have had before. It's more than I get it, than more of I am. There is a depth to it like never before. The depth of I am presence. Once that level of understanding is achieved, you're going to like what you're witnessing. It's a different way of looking. It's fun. Remember, we are here to be extremely, extremely creative, manifest, and have fun. Have fun. You never looked like this before. Keep on witnessing, observing, as you are being witnessed and observed. Shortly, trust me, affinity starts to appear. Affinity appears. Maintain it. Maintain. Be with it. In the presence of the sounds and echoes of I am presence. Maintain it, and miraculously, love follows for sure. Remember, love heals. Start loving the parts of you in need of help. Heal, please. Move the eyeballs. Keep moving and rotating and rolling the eyeballs. Left, right, up and down. Roll around the eyeballs. With an eye on the areas in need of healing. You're witnessing. The eyes are wonderful holograms of the entire body, just like your ears and your tongue. Witness the area between the rotator cuffs of your shoulders and your elbows. That also is a wonderful hologram of the entire body. The palms of your hands. Witness them. The feet. Witness them. They also, the bottom of your feet are also wonderful holograms of the entire body. Witness and invite light. Pay respect. Bring in light, operate in light, away from darkness. Light is healing, and darkness is the opposite. Let there be light. In the presence of the sounds and echoes of I am presence. It feels like, even with eyes closed, you can actually see different parts of you. Bring in light, so you can see better. Like miners in a gold mine, with that flashlights attached to their hat. Wear the hat of a healer. Shed light. As you observe, as you witness. You're thinking. Remember, whatever you think, also has to go through the seat of I am. Whatever you think appears in the areas that you're observing. Think like, have respect. Understanding follows. Affinity starts to build up. Build up a momentum and a flow. You're witnessing, observing, activating all these centers of energies that previously you might not have been aware of. As you're observing, you're bringing balance. Remember, you're witnessing from the point of the view of the areas you're observing. They enhance the healing signals being transmitted. You're witnessing. It's like you're actually looking, observing. Rays and beams of light in the presence of the frequencies of the I am presence emerge. Wherever you're observing, light comes, love comes. And you may project them through your projectile of creativity, your third eye. That makes you see better as it cleanses the chimney of the mind. Remind yourself that whatever you look at, you witness, you're going to see it as healed. You're a projectile of healing. Observe the tongue again. Move it around and about. Feel your tongue against your teeth. The roof of the mouth. Have respect for your tongue. Have respect for your teeth. We are speaking in the language of the meaning, seeing it from the point of the view of the tongue. It has given you so much pleasure and has allowed you to communicate. Communication is art. Be an artist. Observe your ears again from the point of view of your ears. They look like fetuses. The ear lobes represent the head, and the upper part of the ear represent the bottom part of your body part. Whisper respect from the point of the view of ears. See what respect is. You're preparing the ear to hear the resonance of love, of I am presence, riding on the glow emanating from all of your eyes, including your third eye. Observing the palms of your hands is like a road map for you to understand and have affinity for your path, to reach out for love effortlessly. Pay respect to all those lines on the palms of your hands. See them from your point of view. It's like you're actually looking at the palms of your hands, filling up your hands with love. It's only a handful, but reaches everyone. Have a healing, loving touch. Won't you reach out and touch somebody, please, giving them the gift of love. Remember, love heals. Start loving the parts of you in need of help also. First, respect that part, so you can understand and see from the point of view of that part of you. So you can start to have affinity, so love can manifest. Embrace, and there is no pain. Time to be immersed, soaking in love, in the presence of I am presence. Please give the gifts of love to somebody. On that note, you have a wonderful day and the days that follow. Remember the word respect, understanding, affinity that leads you to experience love, sometimes in the presence of I am presence. Blessings to you and yours.